I wrote this statement down, I saw a glimpse of it, wrote it down, then I didn't know what I meant when I wrote it. So I had to re-see it. How many of you have ever seen something from the Lord, but the next day you wonder what it was you saw? Now, why is that? Let's talk about who you are for a minute. I'm going to step aside and explain. You are a three-part being. You are a spirit. You will live forever. You just need to choose your accommodations before you die. A human spirit will live forever whether they're saved or not. Born again, you live in the presence of God with the Lord, eventually on planet Earth. If you die without having received Jesus, and I know this is politically incorrect and it goes against your view of love, but if you die not having accepted Jesus, not being born again, you are going to hell. Hell's a real place. There's a lot of grace preachers now saying hell is just a figment of your imagination. No, it's not. Amen. You know, so we need to understand not only the value of being saved, but the value of being transformed so that others can be transformed as well. Are you listening? And so I wrote this down, spirit, soul, and body. So you have you are a spirit. You have a soul. You have a mind. Your soul and your mind are the same thing. We've done teaching on this. We're going to do some more in the beginning of the year. But you also live in a body. You are a three-part being. Do a kinetic thing for me. This helps lock it into your memory. Say this. Put your hands up like this. Say, I am a three-part being.
I am a three-part being.
All right? Say, why do you see? Often you have to do things physically to register. You're a three-part being. You're not just a mind and a body. You are a spirit. You have a mind. You have a soul. You live in a body. Amen. Now, the part of you that got changed when you accepted Jesus was your spirit. But this other part, your mind, your soul, it needs some work. It needs some renewing. And so I wrote this statement down because I saw the revelation with the eyes of my spirit. And that was a fleeting, the eyes of my heart saw the revelation. Then the eyes of my head looked at the statement and said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll say that again. The eyes of my heart saw revelation. I wrote the statement down. Then I tried to understand it with the eyes of my head. And my head said, no. You follow what I'm saying? So I had to go back and meditate on this and say, Lord, what did I just see? And here's the statement I saw. The Lord said, you have to break the habit of being you. That's about how I looked after the... Every experience, they're telling us, the genetics scientists are now telling us, every experience you experience, your cells record it and store it in their memory. You have what's called cellular memory. It's not just your mind. And the sum total of all of your experiences, good and bad, identify you as you. Your body is a recording device. Your heart's a recording device. The cells of your brain, it's called memory, but you don't just have memory in your brain. They've now found out that you have stronger neural cells, more cells. Your heart's called the other brain. That's why people used to say, we've said things not knowing that we were actually being scientifically correct. Somebody says, I've memorized that by heart. What'd they mean? I memorized it with this brain. And when you get what gets into this brain, it's hard to get out. What gets up here, see, when we say, I memorized it by heart, what we meant is if it's just in my head, it could just go away. But once it's in my heart, it's a part of me. Right? So we want the word in our heart, not just our mind. But they found this out as well. You have memory. Your cells record every reaction, and the ribonucleic acid, the RNA, does a snapshot of the DNA at a given state and records that in the memory of the cell, and that memory then becomes its identity. In other words, I am what has happened to me. That's how your body's been trained. I am what I've experienced. I am, and this is not conscious, guys. This is your body saying this to you. This is your being, your heart saying this to you. So if you're ever going to become everything that you want to become transformed by the renewing of your mind, you have to tell through the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit, you've got to begin to tell your mind and your body, I am what he experienced. You're looking at me funny. You see, your past defines who you are. So what we have to do through the power of the Holy Spirit and the renewing of our mind is no longer say, my past is who I am. We now say, his past is who I am. I am crucified. I was crucified with Christ. That means that defeated person that you inherited from your great-grandma's big toe is no longer you. Amen. I am a new creation created in Christ Jesus. I don't have a sordid, dirty past. I am a new creation as if there has never been a past. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What's happening with this? You're beginning to experience renewing of mind, which creates a metamorphosis in the memories of your cells so that your cells begin to say, this is who I am. We need to be experiencing transformation, metamorphosis. We keep looking to the world to tell us who we are. I have a Mercedes Benz, so I am somebody. I have a big house, so I am somebody. I can win on The Voice, so I am somebody. And we're always looking to be affirmed by men. But I tell you what, when you find out you've been affirmed and loved by God, it sure makes the affirmation of men nice, but not necessary. There's some areas where I have failed to measure up. How about you? Anybody got some issues in your life? For those that don't raise your hand, you're the ones that are the worst off. At least we know. And I was lying in bed and I was beginning to allow my mind to go to those areas in my 57 years of what I have failed to do up until now. And it became a knot, a pit in my stomach. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, Byron, I love you in spite of your failures. It's going to be okay simply because I love you. And my love transcends all of your failures. Boy, I tell you, that'll take you out of the pit real fast. God doesn't love you because of what you do. He loves you because of who he is and because of who you are. Remember the lawyer that, and just keep Romans 12, 2 up because I'm going to come back to it. Remember the lawyer that came to Jesus and said, hey, good master, good sir, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What do I have to do? How do I qualify? Well, Jesus said, well, what does the law say? And he went through the law and quoted all these laws, and then it ended up with, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the Lord said, you're close. He said, you're close. How many of you know what the first commandment of the ten are? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. He said, okay, good. He said, master, I've kept all these. Good, sir, good master. The first thing he said is, why are you calling me good? He said, there's only one good. And that's God. Now, why did Jesus say that? Jesus understood he was God, but this man was magnifying the humanity of Jesus and conning Jesus and saying, good sir, good man, good dude, good sir, good flesh, good man. And Jesus said, why are you calling me good? He said, there's no one good but God. In other words, if you derive your goodness from you, it's a human goodness. But if you realize that all goodness comes from God and his goodness can be infused into you, then you have a goodness that flows from him, not a goodness that flows from you. Right? So this man was thinking, be good. If I be good, I'll get good. If I be bad, I'll get bad. That's religion, guys. That's not the gospel. Amen. And so he said, okay, cool, man. I'm glad you've kept all these commandments. This is wonderful. You're such a good dude. So here's what I want you to do. You're so close to the kingdom of heaven. He said, go and sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and follow me. You'll have treasure in heaven. You'll have an eternal resource of you'll have an eternal spiritual resource from which to draw all that you need. Trust in heaven's realm, not yours. And the man went away sad because he was a rich man. Now, what happened there? This man's bragging about how good Jesus is. Then he starts bragging about how good he is. We're talking about conforming to the world of what you think good is. And he starts bragging about how good he is. And he said he's kept all the commandments. So Jesus simply told him to keep the first one. Have no other gods, including mammon, before him. And the man couldn't even keep the first commandment. Can I tell you, don't try to measure up by the law, because Jesus will, he'll strike you out on the first one. Amen. Amen.